Tony Evers is the governor of Wisconsin, but according to a national publication, the state also has, in effect, a shadow governor, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Since Evers took office in 2019, Voss has been using his Republican majority in the Assembly and his colleagues in the Senate to block a lot of the Democratic governor's agenda. He's helped rein in Evers' power to declare public health emergencies, also blocked a number of Evers' legislative priorities, including quickly dismissing special sessions on guns, school funding, police reform, and other measures, and he blocked a bunch of Evers' budget proposals. Our next guest had lunch with Robin Voss. They talked about those issues and the state of politics here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you feel about the job Robin Voss is doing as Assembly Speaker? What are you most happy or upset about? Are you worried that he blocks Governor Evers' agenda? Or are you glad that he's there to block Governor Evers' agenda? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Dan Vock is a freelance public policy reporter. His piece on Robin Voss appeared in Politico. Dan, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Well, we may not realize this much in Wisconsin. You write that Robin Voss is kind of unique in state legislatures around the country with the amount of power he has in effect. Why is that?
Well, I think that there are lots of places where Republican-led legislatures are clashing with Democratic governors. I think what makes Wisconsin unique is just sort of the depth of the division. And even in places like Michigan, there have been occasions where the legislature and the governor reach common ground. You don't see a lot of common ground between Tony Evers and Robin Voss.
And you talk to Tony Evers and Robin Voss, and it seems like they don't even feel that sad that they don't talk to each other. And I'm not exaggerating. They literally basically don't talk to each other. Is that about right?
That's about right. I think Robin Voss would like to talk to the governor more. I think that the governor thinks that that probably wouldn't be a good use of his time.
Look back. I gave kind of a Cliff's Notes version. How Robin Voss has tried to block Governor Evers' agenda. Can you flesh it out a little more for us? What kind of things have come and gone?
Well, these are the things that any one particular move wouldn't be all that sort of noteworthy. But if you look over several years, there's a clear pattern. So as you know, Robin Voss and his colleagues in the legislature reined in the power of not just the governor, but other constitutional officers after Democrats had won those positions in the 2018 elections. That really sort of got things off the relationship started pretty tensely. But there's been other things where, you know, the governor will present a budget and the legislature will immediately decide that they don't care what the governor said in his budget and they'll write their own. The governor will call special sessions. You saw that last year, especially when the legislature hadn't been meeting very often in the middle of COVID and the governor wanted to talk about, you know, different preparations and precautions that they could do, the responses to the unrest in Kenosha, that kind of deal. And the legislature is kind of just comes in and leaves within 40 seconds. So, you know, all these things, there's also sort of things that are more in the weeds about administrative process and that kind of deal. But basically, wherever the legislature has had power, they've asserted it to curb the power of the executive.
In talking to Robin Voss, what did he say about how he saw his role as a legislative leader during a time of divided government?
Well, I think, you know, one thing that's noteworthy is Robin Voss is also the president of the National Conference of State Legislatures. And I mention that because there is, at least when he talks about it, he talks about the role of the legislature being responsive to people, being, you know, sort of out in the, you know, closer to the people. You sort of get that rhetoric from him. So I think he sees, you know, a little bit of, I think there's clearly a political dynamic to it. I don't want to be naive about that. But, you know, as far as his saying that even if Governor Walker had been reelected, he still wanted to assert more power in the legislature. He mentioned a couple of things that he said he had learned in his relationship with Governor Walker that he didn't want to repeat with the new governor. just sort of, you know, not ceding ground to the executive. So I think there is an institutional element to it, but I think, you know, at the end of the day, most of it comes down to political disagreements.
We're looking at Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, his role in the legislature, and blocking a lot of significant moves made by Governor Evers. Dan Vock is our guest, freelance public policy reporter. He wrote about Robin Voss for Politico. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your opinion on Assembly Speaker Voss and the role he's played under divided government? Are you happy with his efforts to hit the brakes on the Evers administration, or do you think his actions are hurting the state? Do you want to see more deference to what the governor's trying to do to respond to things like COVID? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. A lengthy piece in Politico last week described Voss as, in effect, a shadow governor. Dan Vock is the author of that piece. He wrote that article about Voss in Politico. You can join in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Brad is with us in Lake Mills. Brad, hi.
Hi there. I see Voss and other Republicans, especially since 2010, undermining representative government by the people. What they're doing is they're puppets serving the consolidated money. Whether it's the U.S. Chamber, the WMC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, they're serving the money of these very powerful organized entities and billionaires. And that's not how representative government is supposed to work.
Brad, thanks for the call. Brad referred to WMC, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Dan, what did Robin Voss say to you about his vision of who he represents?
Well, again, I think that he talks about being, you know, his members being close to the district, the Republican Party being more in tune with the concerns of everyday Wisconsinites. I think that there's, you know, that's his narrative. There's a huge counter narrative from Democrats about, you know, just how representative the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate are. Particularly with the district map that was challenged as one of the country's, you know, biggest gerrymandered maps, according to some political science analyses that went up to the Supreme Court. Of course, the Supreme Court let it go, so, you know, there's not a definitive measure there. But I think there's, Voss will say that they're more responsive to everyday people. The Democrats will say that they are insulated from everyday people because of the way that the maps are drawn.
Thanks for that call. Go to Tom now in Green Bay. Tom, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I guess, you know, I see both Robin Voss and the governor, and actually the entire state legislature, as being juvenile. You know, something happens, they always point their finger at the other person, at the other party, and saying it's their fault. You know, Robin Voss not wanting to talk and gavel in and out of special sessions instead of having debates that the people can count on and can listen to and make decisions, and the governor not wanting to talk to him. I mean, that is so juvenile. I had teenage boys that had more maturity, showed more maturity than they are.
Tom, thanks for the call. Are we uniquely dysfunctional in this way, Dan, since you're watching Wisconsin from the outside here?
Well, I will say that the tensions between the governor and the Speaker Voss are certainly exceptional. I mean, it's something that I noticed. I watch pretty much every state government. But it's also something that Robin Voss noted in our interview. He says that, you know, in other states, even with the same sort of political dynamic on paper, there's just been more of an willing to engage or negotiate. And it does seem that both sides are pretty dug in and not really willing to, you know, barter and make some sort of middle ground.
Thanks for that call. We'll go to Jimmy in Valley Junction now. Jimmy, hi.
Good afternoon. A couple things. That Voss had it his way 8 years when Scotty was in, and so they could do anything they wanted because they had majorities in the both houses of legislature plus the governor's mansion. So now he's bitter because he can't do everything he wants. One thing that really hurts me is this bogus $680,000, and that's just probably a start of this supposed election audit. The election was last November, and here we're still goofing with it. And the way he kisses up to Trump, it just makes me gag.
Jimmy, thanks a lot for the call. Dan, there's been some tension for Speaker Voss from a couple different angles on that investigation. Can you talk about that?
Sure. And this is interesting because when I talked to him, this was all sort of starting off. He was still being criticized by former President Trump. Since then, obviously, he's gone to visit President Trump and expanded the investigations. I do think that as much as the tension, he has tensions with the Democrats, he also has tensions within the Republican Party, whereas I think he seems to be more of an establishment where he kind of wants to take the lessons of the last election and move forward. He noted that President Trump did not win in some of the places that either congressional or assembly candidates did who were Republicans. So he wants to take those lessons. On the other hand, he has a very animated conservative base that wants to follow the sort of instructions or the inclinations of President Trump to, relitigate 2020. And so that's what I see playing out. But obviously, I'm not sure how far that goes and how that ends up.
Thanks for that call. Time for one more caller. Charlie is with us in Milwaukee. Charlie, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. The biggest concern I have as a conservative is working government. And whether we like it or not, the fact remains that the gerrymandering that has been going on has led to extremism for both parties. And it seems that, like you see right now, you have a governor who's of one party and a legislature of the other party, and they're not able to get things done. We need to stop the gerrymandering and bringing back compromise-oriented professional politicians. That's what we need, is people who want to get things done and know how to get things done rather than just run an extremist campaign.
Charlie, thanks for the call. And that's one of the next big issues facing the governor and lawmakers, Dan, drawing those new maps, gerrymandered or otherwise. What did you hear from parties involved there?
Well, obviously, having the governor in as a Democrat will prevent the Republicans from passing a map through the normal legislative process, at least one that heavily favors Republicans. So it's most likely to end up in court. I think that there's already a lawsuit or two going on right now. And, prior to last decade, I think Wisconsin's had a lot of maps that were chosen by or drawn by the court. So I think that you're likely to end up there. So the forum will move from the legislature to the courthouse.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Dan, an interesting point you make in your piece. Robin Voss's counterpart in the Senate is now in Congress, but Robin Voss doesn't seem to want to move on. This is not a stepping stone for him, he told you.
Yeah, and he told me that without me asking him, and it was one on my list, but he came right out there and said, this is going to be the last political office that I have. And he says that does shape his approach. He's not out there to try to burnish a resume for a statewide run, which I do think that if he has a little bit of notoriety, that's not going to worry him as much as if he was, planning on running for governor or the Senate or something like that. So I think he is focused on, sort of consolidating his power in the assembly. He's the longest serving speaker in Wisconsin history. So I do think that does sort of, give him a different perspective than somebody who's looking to move on.
Dan, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Rob.
That's reporter Dan Vach. We talked to him about his recent piece in Politico on Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and how he's been leading the Republican charge to block Governor Evers' agenda.